We're learning Hilchot Tzitzis, the laws of Tzitzis. The Rambam writes that there's mitzvah asei achas, one positive commandment. Vilasas tzitzis al kampeh tzus, that's to make the fringes on the corners of the garments. The explanation of this mitzvah will be in the following chapters. We start with Perek Rishon Halacha Aleph, the first chapter, the first law. Anof she'osen al knaf ha-beged m'min ha-beged, ho'nikra tzitzis. The branches that you make on the corner of the garment, of the same material as the garment, is known as the tzitzis, the fringes. M'pnei shu doma l'tzitzis shel rosh, because it's similar to the strands of hair of the head. Shenemar, as it says, v'yikocheni b'tzitzis roshi, he took me by the strands of hair of my head. So the word itself is like strands. V'zeh anav v'nikol lavan. Now this branch we refer to in halacha, in law, as the white. Because we're not commanded to dye it any particular color. By Torah law, there is no particular number of strings that there should be in this branched part. Now, the Kesef Mishnah points out that the Rambam himself later on writes that there is a specific number, that there are four threads which are divided, which are folded in two to make them eight threads. And Kesef Mishnah suggests that this is a rabbinic law, and by Torah law there's no specific number, although at the end of this discussion the Kesef Mishnah really questions the Rambam, because there are sources that seem to indicate that the number of four threads folded up to make eight is really a Torah law. Halacha Beis. You take a thread of wool that was dyed the color of the sky, the korchan also ala anaf, and you wrap it around this branch. This strand is called tcheles. That's the name for the blue wool. The amount of times that you have to encircle the middle branch, that is the white threads that form the actual tzitzis, and you're encircling them with the blue thread, there's no specific number of times by Torah law. Halacha Gimel. Nimtzu b'mitzvah zo shnei tzivuyim. Therefore we find in this commandment two commandments. Shiyatza l'konof onof yotzim imena, that on the corner there should be these, this branch, sort of, that comes out of the corner. And secondly, that you should wrap around the branch a string of blue wool. Shnemar, it says, tzitzis, they should make the fringes, the tzitzis. And it also says, tzitzis, you should put upon the tzitzis of the fringe a thread of blue wool. Lachadalit. Tzitzis in a ma'akivis halavan, v'alavan in a ma'akivis tzitzis. The blue wool is not critical for the white. Even without the blue, you can still make it with the white. And the same, the white is not critical for the blue. If you have only blue, you can make it without the white. Ketzer, how so? Hareshenot chelas osa lavan lavado. If he doesn't have the blue wool, he makes it only with white. Hareshenot lavan ut chelas. Or if he made white and blue, v'nifzak halavan v'nismara dakonov, and the white was cut out all the way till the corner, v'nishret chelas levado, and only the blue wool was left over, kosher, then it is kosher. In other words, the Rambam means by the tcheles, he means the part of the tzitzis which are not like separate strands. It's when the straps are encircled and wrapped around with the blue. After you finish encircling it with the blue, then the separate white strings come out. So if you only have the blue part, in other words, the separate strings were cut off afterwards, and you only have the encircled part, the part of the strings that's encircled by the tcheles, then it is kosher. The Rambam continues, Halacha Hey. Af al pi shein echad mehem ma'akavis chavero. Even though neither one is critical for the other, ein shtei mitzvos, they're still not considered two separate commandments. Mitzvos aseiachas, it is considered one positive commandment. Amru Chachamim Rishonim, the early sages said, Vayar lachem letzitzis, this should be for you as tzitzis. Malamed, and this teaches us, Sheshneim mitzachas, that both of them, and that is the encircled part of, with the blue wool and the strands of the white wool, are one mitzvah. Vayar tzitzis makvazu azu, shabbat and mitzvachas. However, the four tzitzis are critical to one another, and they are all one mitzvah. And if you don't have four fringes, four tzitzis on the four corners of the garment, it's not kosher. If you wear a garment that has either the white or the blue or both of them, you fulfill one positive commandment. Halacha Vav. How do you make the fringes, the tzitzis? Maskul mizavah shel talis shisofa arug. You go to the corner of the garment, the end of where it was woven, and you make a distance of not less than three fingers, that's the width of a finger, upwards from the edge, but not less than the joint of the thumb, that is the upper segment of the thumb. That amount is the minimum distance. He puts there four threads. The kolflum b'yamtzei, he folds them in the middle. Nimtzu shmona chutim mishusholim tluyim in a keren. Therefore you find eight threads sort of hanging down from the corner. Varach achutim ashmona. Now the length of these eight threads in parchas mi'arba etzbaos. It's no less than four fingers. V'mhaya yosal kena filo ama oshtayim cherim. If it was more than that, even a cubit or two, quite long, it's still kosher. Whenever we say finger, we mean the breadth of a thumb. One of the eight threads should be of blue wool, and the other seven should be white. Now the commentaries point out that there are varying different opinions of the Rambam, who says that it's enough to be four fingers in length. For example, the Hagos Maimoni brings that according to the Tosfos it has to be a minimum of 12. When the Gemara said 4 according to the Tosfos, it was only referring to the part which you encircle, and that is supposed to be 1/3 of the total. So that's 4 plus 8 for the loose strands that are at the end of it, for a total of 12. And there are other opinions as well. Now the Ravid argues on this last point of the Rambam, and he says, Tosu, this is a mistake, he says that six are white and two are blue. In other words, of the four original threads, he holds that an entire thread is blue. Thus, when you fold it in two, you have two of the eight. According to the Rambam, the thread is dyed half and half. So half of it is blue and half of it is white. So when you fold it, you still only have one blue thread. Halacha Zayin. V'lokeach chut echad min alavan, v'koch bo kricha achas, al shara chutin, v'tzad abegad amanichal. You start off this way. Now you have the eight threads. You take one of the white threads, and you go around one revolution, one time around, the other threads, and you leave it as is. And then you take the blue thread, and you go around another two times, it's next to the thread of the thread that went around the white one, the kosher, and you tie it. These three revolutions, white, blue, blue, the three together are known as a chulia. Then he leaves a little space. He makes another chulia. He goes around, and he makes this, however, exclusively of the blue wool. And he leaves a little space, and then he makes a third chulia. And so on, he keeps on making these spaces, as many chulias as he makes. But in the last chulia, he goes around twice, with two revolutions, going around two times of blue wool, Kriyas Achrona Shalovan, and the final time going around is white. Because you began with white, you finish with it. Shemala Makodesh Lo Meridin, you go up in the holy, and you don't go down. Since you started with the white, you end with the white as well. So according to the Rambam, you have one white, you go around one time white, and then all of the other ones blue, and then the final one is white. So why does he start with the white? Since the going around is primarily with the blue one, why start with the white altogether? That next to the corner should be its own type, its own color. In the manner that we just described, he does likewise for all of the four corners. Now the Ravid learns differently than the Rambam, and he says, the way that the Rambam says has no root or branch. Why should you put more of the blue wool than the white wool? Because according to the Rambam, it's primarily blue. Shumin kanaf, it should be mostly the white, says the Rambam, the Ravid, which is of the same species as the corner. With it you begin and with it you end. And it's so important, and when you go around you do less, according to the Rambam. Enzakim shigoyin godol. This is a great error, says the Ravid. The Gon Rav Nitronoi zal, sidur osu yofa sidur no miod. The Gon Rav Nitronoi arranged it in a very nice order. Adar shama halacha, according to the way the halacha said. And here's how he interprets it. The halacha says, akamish yo chulya, kadeshiyachu fiyishana viyishalish. How much is the chulya? You should go around three times. So Rav Nitronoi learned that at chelas koi, it's referring to the blue wool. Then the Tana says you should have no less than seven. That's going on the total amount of revolutions that you go around. Therefore you have three of the blue wool. And to make a total of seven, you have another four of the white wool. Because he begins with the white and ends with the white. Now here's how you do it. First you make one knot on top, which is both with the white and the blue thread, which liku keshu alyan, that's called the upper knot. Then you wrap around two threads, white and blue, achisha krichas, for a total of six times. So you have the white, blue, white, blue, white, blue. The shviyas lovin levadon, the seventh time is only white. So you in fact have four whites and three blues. Zeshava shamayma, that's the seven. Ben chul yachas, that's known as one chul yachas. So these revolutions are on the three, are on the six threads that you are going around, and they are being taken around. And you repeat this, and you do five knots. And between each knot, there is a chulya, this revolution of seven times going around, as we said. The custom is glasses chulya achas b'shnei ksharim samach l'chanof. And the two knots next to the fringe, to the edge of the garment, that's knot number one and knot number two, in between them, the custom is to make one chulya. In other words, seven revolutions. U'shnei chulyas b'sof agdil and shlosh ksharim. And the custom is, that the Ravid says, to make two chulyas. In other words, 14 times. In the three knots. In other words, between knot 3 and 4 and 4 and 5. Those are not 3, 4 and 5. You have two spaces. And in those two spaces, you make two chulyas each. Uba'emza, and in the middle, the way I understand the Ravid, it means between knot number 2 and knot number 3. Korach b'lo diktuk. Be'mukhunas be'mufuzer b'chelas alavim. There you go around without any specific amount, whether close to it, the going around is close to one another, or there's a great distance between them, with white and with blue, it doesn't matter, you leave that space to whatever you want to do. The Kesef Mishnah brings down that the Rambam explained to the sages of Luniel that his view was that generally speaking, the area that you go around with, that is supposed to be all blue wool, really. Except we're supposed to put a little white in the beginning and a little at the end. So he sharply disagrees with the Ravid's whole theory that the white is more important than the blue as far as going around, because that whole area that you go around is basically supposed to be blue. except for the token white in the beginning and at the end. How many times does it go around in each konof, in each corner? So the Rambam says, not less than 7 and not more than 13. This is the mitzvah at the best way. However, if he only went around with one chulya, as the Rambam explained before, he goes around three times and ties it, that's called a chulya, it's kosher. Similarly, if he went around with the tchelas on almost all of the tzitzis with very little loose strands hanging out at the end, it's also kosher. However, the naya tchelas, the beauty of the tchelas is that the part that you go around, that you encircle, is one third of the strings hamshaloshim that are hanging down, and two thirds of them should be the branches, the loose strings. You have to separate it until it's like the strands of hair. The strings that are hanging at the end shouldn't be intertwined with one another. They should be separated. Tess, also love and blow tcheles. If a person is making just white wool, he doesn't have any blue wool to make the tzitzis with. Okay, echad mishmon hachutin, he takes one of the eight threads, the karachos and al shar hachutin, and he winds them around the other threads. At shlishin, one third of the way. And he leaves the other two thirds as the branches, the loose threads. Now this place where that he goes around, if he wants to go around in these little chulyas, as we learned before, the Rambam holds you make three times in a row and then you sort of tie it. So if he wants to do it that way, he can do so. This is our custom. If he wants to just turn it around without any specific number of chulyas, he can also make it. The main thing is that the karuch, the part that's, that he revolves around, that he goes around, should be one third, and the branches, the loose string, should be two thirds. Some aren't careful in this when making the tzitzis only with white. Here the law is similar to the case of the blue, that if you wound around the with a white thread most of the strings, not just a third but almost all of them, or just the opposite, that you wound it around just once and you have just a very small amount with the wound around threads, it's still kosher. Lachayud Echad chute lavan, both the white and the blue thread. If you want to make each individual thread spun from smaller threads, he can do so. Even if you spun this thread from eight smaller threads and made it into one string, in the Nechshav al-Chutechad, it counts only as one. The Rabbit says that toss, this is a mistake, it must be a spun. Each thread can't be just a single thread, it has to be spun from several threads. The Sifri, we learn that in the Sifri, tchelas from Mishkan, the tchelas from the Mishkan, malahalon shazurin af kanshazurin, just as in the temple, in the sanctuary, the thread had to be twisted from various threads, several threads, so too by the tzitzis. Be'evanami aminin, amolti tchelas b'shuk, l'shonas psula, if you find the blue wool in the marketplace, if they're in the form of strips, it's not kosher for tzitzis, but if they're in the form of strings, they are kosher. And we interpret that it's talking about strings that are twisted together from smaller strings. They're cut in a manner that's needed for tzitzis. So we assume that it was made properly for the sake of the tzitzis. So we see from here, says the Ravid, that tzitzis are usual, that tzitzis must be twisted rather than have just a single thread. The Kesef Mishnah discusses that the Rambam interprets this Gemara differently. He discusses this at length, but he does add that the custom is like the Ravid in this case, that we do have the thread spun from smaller threads, so each thread of the tzitzis is in fact shazur. Halacha Yud Aleph. Chut yatzitzis bein lavan bein tchelas tzriuchan tfil l'shem tzitzis. Both the white and the blue of the tzitzis have to be spun for the sake of the tzitzis. You don't make them out of the wool that was caught onto the thorns. When the lambs lie down there. Or from the hairs that are cut off of the animal. And not from the leftover of the weaving that the weaver leaves over after he finishes his garment. Either you make it from the direct shearing of the wool or out of flax. It also knows in Mitzemer HaGozel, you do not make it out of wool that has been stolen. Nor of a city that has been that is worshipping idols, where the whole city has to be destroyed. Not of holy thing. If you made of any of these things, possible it is disqualified. If a person bows down to an animal, tzimra possible of tzitzis. Its wool is disqualified for tzitzis. If one bows down to flax that's growing in the ground, it is kosher. Because it's changed from the form of being a plant to the form of being flax threads. It's so different that it is kosher. Whereas wool isn't that different, and therefore it's not kosher. Tzitzis made by a non-Jew are not kosher. Speak to the children of Israel. They should make for themselves tzitzis. If a Jew did it even without intending it for the mitzvah, it is kosher. Of course, the actual making of the thread has to be done for the sake of the mitzvah. It's talking about how he tied them on. If you tie them on not for the sake of the mitzvah, it's kosher. The tzitzis shenasim na'asu mikodem posel. Tzitzis were made from something that was made before, and it wasn't kosher tzitzis, and then it automatically becomes tzitzis. It is disqualified. What that means, the Rambam will explain in the next few paragraphs. Ketzer hasel. Hevi konav sheish bo tzitzis. He took a corner that has tzitzis on it. Now this was not a kosher garment. It was just a corner with tzitzis on it, not a garment. The tafal abeged, and then he sewed this onto a garment. Even if that's a large corner, it's an amma, a cubit by a cubit, puzzle, it's still disqualified. Because it says, they should make for themselves tzitzis. Lomina also, not from something that has already been made. It's as if it would have been made by itself. You have the pre-made tzitzis on the corner, then you attach it to the garment. You haven't made the tzitzis as tzitzis, and therefore it's not kosher. Now you can undo tzitzis from one garment and tie it to another garment, whether it is the white tzitzis or the tzitzis with the blue wool as well. If he tied at the same time the tzitzis, the threads of the tzitzis into two of the corners of the garment, the kosher Knaf zukel chasa. He tied each one properly. But they were all attached. They were all one thing. So he cut them in the middle. They became separated from one another. Puzzle is disqualified. Why? When he tied them, they were not kosher. Because the two corners are attached to one another. By the thread that is between them. Now when he cut them off, they become two tzitzis. So he's making the tzitzis from something that was already made. First he makes it, but they're not kosher. Then he cuts it off, and there they are automatically. And as we said before, you can't make the tzitzis automatically. It has to be actively made in the form of tzitzis. If you already had four tzitzis, and you added tzitzis to them, onto the four, you added another four next to each one of the four. In Miskavel of Avdos Rishonos, if he had in mind that the first one shouldn't be used anymore, Mata Rishona, Ochot Chok Shera. So you can untie or cut off the first one, and it's kosher. Miskavel Hosef, if you wanted to add and have extra tzitzis, Av Mishachotach Achaz Mishtein Hareza Psula, even though he cut off one of the two, either one, it's still not kosher. Shrekisha Hosef, once he added more than the four tzitzis, Pasul Asakol, he disqualified everything, because it's prohibited to add to the Torah, and he added. When he undid or cut off the additional one, so the rest of it is automatically being made, because his first making when he made it was not kosher. Now it's becoming koshered automatically by his cutting off the other one. And as we said before, the Rambam says that you cannot do that. Now, this is how the Rambam's interpretation that we just learned is based on how he interprets the Gemara in Tractate Menachos. The Ravid that follows is based on a different interpretation of that Gemara. I'm not going to get into the details of how the Rambam interprets that Gemara, but it suffices to say that the Kesef Mishnah explains how that whole Gemara can be interpreted either the way the Rambam does, as we just learned, or the way the Ravid does, as we'll learn right now. The Ravid says, "Ayanti bedvarav lo matzasi b'gemara ken." I examined the Rambam's words, and I didn't find that way in the Gemara. Shriyamru, they said, "Hitl l'mutelis k'shera," that if you add tzitzis to the tzitzis that exist already, it is kosher. The Pirush Rav Atam, the Rav says, "B'bal tosef koi, ma'isel ha'avi," since he is violating the law by adding, therefore his action is not considered an action. Hilka, chacha, chatechas rishonis, v'niach ha'shnia, ma'isel kwinin bay. Therefore, when he cuts off the first ones and leaves the second ones, it is considered an action. It is considered that he made the tzitzis properly. So he's interpreting that Gemara that it would be kosher, even if he had in mind to add to the tzitzis. Since an action that's against the Torah doesn't count, therefore the tzitzis are kosher, not like the way the Rambam learns. Rav Papa, over there in the Gemara, we have Rav Papa. Sheikhshalav, he asked a question on Rav, and he said, "Might I gaber l'sufiyasi?" How do you know that this person is intending to add to the mitzvah? Maybe he wants to nullify the first one. And there is no adding of the Torah. There is just an action. Even the Rapop is not saying that if he intended to add to the four tzitzis that it is disqualified. Chadaminaya, one of them. All the Rapop means to say is that the person should not violate the commandment of do not add when he is intending to nullify the first one. But when he adds it to the already existing tzitzis, it is kosher in any case. Whether he had in mind to nullify it, like Rav Papa said, or whether he had in mind to add it, like Rava said. So the Ravid's interpretation is that it would be kosher in any case, not like the Rambam. As far as what it says in Tractate Sanhedrin concerning a Zokin Mamre, if he added five strings instead of the four, if the first knot is a Torah law, it isn't kosher. Am mishum tosafas mifsala, we see it is disqualified because of an addition, the mitzvah. Hasan mishum chatzitza, there's a different principle. There is something being put between the mitzvah and the garment. The nechuta yeser, the extra fifth thread, shechotzitz benechuta nuikrim, that separate between the primary four threads, vakesher and the knot. Shulman dama kesher, adin labderais, if you hold the first knot is not required by Torah law, we say each one stands separately and it is kosher. If there was first a knot tied properly, then he added another one, each one would stand separately, it would be kosher. Whether you wanted to add or not to add. What the Ravid is saying is that's an exceptional case. The reason it's disqualified is because there is something between the knot and the garment that disqualifies it. But just adding to it, even though you're violating the Torah law of not adding, does not disqualify the tzitzis. The chenikah, that's the principal interpretation, v'aluchudah kaima, v'aluchudah kaima, that each one is standing separately, as we said. Tezayim, v'chinamat le'balashalosh, if you put tzitzis onto a three-cornered garment, v'akach ashlim la'arba, then you make four corners, bitl arvias, and you add to the fourth, kula psula, it's all disqualified, shenema ta'aseh v'lamanasu, you have to make it in a kosher state, and not make it when it's not kosher and then have it kosher afterwards automatically by making the fourth. You can't take a large talus, fold it in half, and put tzitzis on the four corners of the folded garment, kishikfula, when it's folded. Because if you open it up, the tzitzis on one of the ends, on the folded end, will be in the middle of the garment, not at the end. And kintafra, unless you sew it all together, the filum ruachachas, even from one side, because now the fold is considered the end of the garment, since it's sewed up that way, and you have the four tzitzis on the four ends of the garment, as it should be.
Halacha Yudches. Nivzak ha-konav sheish ba tzitzis, chutz l'sholosh etzbaos, tofer b'mkoma. If the corner of the garment where the tzitzis are was cut off, you can re-sew it in its place. In other words, it was torn there, you can re-sew it. But tof sholosh, if it's within three, lo yitfer, you shouldn't re-sew it. The Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam holds that if it's within three that it's torn, it's not a significant garment, and the tzitzis that are in it become disqualified. So even sewing it up and fixing it isn't good enough. You'd have to take out the tzitzis and redo the whole tzitzis. If there is a less than the minimum space between the where the tzitzis are on the end of the garment, originally had the space, and now some of the garments got worn away or torn off, even if there's only a tiny bit of the garment left over, it's still kosher, since it started off at the more than the minimum distance. If the threads of the tzitzis became smaller, even if there's only enough to tie around and make like a bow, it's kosher. However, if one of the threads of the tzitzis were cut off from the beginning, in other words, where you put the tzitzis into the garment and attach it in the first place, if one of the threads are cut off there, it is not disqualified. There's a lengthy discussion by the Kesef Mishnah that the Rambam seems to contradict what he said earlier in this chapter, where he said that if even all of the tzitzis are cut off, it's kosher, as long as you have the part which you do the revolutions around. Kesef Mishnah answers that there it's talking where you have blue wool and white wool. Therefore, it's kosher since you have the blue wool on top, even if the white is cut off. Here it's talking where you have only white, therefore it would not be kosher unless you have kedei aniva enough to make a bow with the remaining white strands.